The Free Press and the alternative periodicals that she edited or that published her writing served as a bracing corrective to the contemporary mainstream news outlets that furthered the interests of the powerful. Her stamina over the decades, she was born in a year when the average life expectancy was 40 years, speaks to her deep drive. She loved the spotlight, whether that meant center stage in a hall or a front page above the fold headline. Lucy Parsons lived through the Civil War and Reconstruction and engaged directly with the monumental issues shaping the Gilded Age, the Progressive Era. The Red Scare during and after World War I, a political movement with its origins and efforts to silence her during the late 1880s. The reactionary 1920s and the Great Depression and New Deal. She demonstrated a remarkable prescience about the vicissitudes of modern capitalism, including the effects of technology on the workplace and the structure of the labor force, the role of labor unions as a countervailing force to corporations, the corrupting influence of money on politics, the inadequacy of the two-party system to address fundamental economic and social inequalities in American life, the cyclical depressions and recessions that hit hardworking people, the lengths to which local police forces and private security companies would go to suppress strikers and violently intimidate their leaders, and the everyday struggles of ordinary people, men and women, to make a decent life for themselves and their families. On countless occasions, she defied the attempts of the authorities to silence her, and she remained uncompromising in her denunciations of an economic system that ravaged the unemployed and the white industrial laboring classes. From the early 1880s onward, Parsons held fast to the ideal of a non-hierarchical society emerging from trade unions, a society without wages and without coercive government of any kind. Neither she nor her anarchist comrades, though, appreciated the larger political significance of many Americans' fierce ethnic and religious loyalties. And she ignored the unique vulnerability of African Americans, whose history was not merely a variation on the exploitation of the working class, but a product of the myth of race in all its hideous iterations. She and Albert lost faith in the power of words to persuade and educate, turning instead to using words to threaten and intimidate, a fatal decision that sent him and his comrades to their deaths. On her own, she favored lurid predictions about the fate that the robber barons, judges, and police would meet, should she have her way, a mode of speaking that tarred all anarchists with the brush of violent revolt and alienated reformers working for incremental legislative and regulatory measures. In the Gilded Age, the collective labor actions that she and her allies champion could bring whole cities or the national rail system to a grinding halt, but the power of those actions obscured the fact that most American workers rejected radicalism in favor of the chimera of a humane capitalism. A saint, secular or otherwise, Lucy Parsons was not. Her life was full of ironies and contradictions. She was born to an enslaved woman, but maintained a pronounced indifference to the plight of African American laborers, not only those in the South, but also in her adopted home of Chicago. She was a frankly sexual being who presented herself publicly as a traditional wife and mother. She extolled the bonds of family, but left behind in Waco a mother and siblings whom she ignored for the rest of her life. She used her children as political props and rid herself of her son when he threatened to embarrass her in public. She was a labor agitator who had neither the patience for nor an interest in organizing workers, an anarchist who took a long historical view but remained stubbornly oblivious to major political and economic developments that transformed post-Civil War America. She expressed a deep commitment to informed debate and disquisition on the one hand, and on the other hand, an unthinking invocation of the virtues of explosive devices. A vehement critic of government in all its forms, Parsons used the courts and police to settle personal disputes with creditors, neighbors, lovers, and even blood relations. She preached the need for a united front among the laboring classes and their allies against predatory capitalists, but she famously feuded with many fellow radicals, even those who shared her basic views on power and justice. She glorified the masses as agents of an impending revolution, but believed that in order to launch the revolution, ordinary people needed to master complex texts in the fields of history and political theory. She never grasped that the European tactics and cultural symbols she favored would fail as effective organizing devices among native-born Americans.